Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Angie Baylor.
Hi, LaVon.
Angie, we want to talk about the Anita Health and Wellness Center. But first, let's talk about summer programs. What do you have lined up for the kids?
Right now, what we have for the kids going on, coming up in June, we have basketball going on. We are going to combine with the Adair Boys and Girls Club. They're coming over to the Anita Health and Wellness Center. This is going to be for grades 5th through 7th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it will be every Wednesday afternoon. We'll have that for the kids through those age groups.
Okay. That sounds like a great opportunity for kids to get acquainted with some other youth and maybe make some new friends.
Yes, and we work on fundamentals and playing the game and getting to know each other and absolutely combining communities.
Great. Sounds like a great opportunity. And, you know, it's just good to kind of get out there a little bit instead of kind of staying in our own circle. So that's a great idea, Angie.
Absolutely.
And besides basketball, that's June, right?
Okay, yes, pretty much June. We've got basketball. And then for July, we have dodgeball, which is a huge hit for all the kids. They absolutely love dodgeball. So we have every Wednesday again through the month of July. And we also combine with the Boys and Girls Club. Seems like the kids tend to like to have going against and versing other communities. So we will work again with the Boys and Girls Club. They will come over to the Anita Health and Wellness Center. And that is for grades second on up. So it's kind of a wide variety of kids. We have boys and girls that attend this class, and they just have a good time. Dodgeball is a huge hit.
So you divide by age groups or?
Actually, no. We combine them all together, and all the kids work really super well together.
Well, that sounds a little crazy, Angie.
It is, but that's what the kids really enjoy.
Yeah.
They have a great time.
And again, I think that's a different experience than, for instance, they have in school. They're always with their classmates, basically their own age group. And now you have, second graders and maybe, I don't know, do you ever get any high school kids?
We don't get many high school kids. Usually it gets about to up to sixth grade, and the sixth grade kids work really super well with the little kids.
Oh, that's
they have
great.
A huge understanding of working together and being a little on the careful side.
Uh-huh.
They all enjoy it. And, you know, the younger kids look up to those older kids.
Oh, yes.
They love having those older kids attend.
Yes. You know, sometimes I think those older kids, and at sixth grade they maybe aren't thinking of themselves as older kids, but how important it is to have those older ones, and sometimes they don't know how much influence they are having on those younger ones, so
absolutely.
They have something to live up to.
Yes, absolutely.
And
then we also have a kids' garden club where we are going to meet at the end of May. We haven't set the times up yet. We have raised boxes on the west side of the Anita Health and Wellness Center. Last year it was our first kickoff for this program, and it was a huge success. We meet once a week. We have many volunteers that come in, and they teach all the kids how we plan the garden, we put compost, we weed the garden, we water the garden, we watch everything grow. But we all the kids decide on what they want to have in each raised box.
How many do you have? How many raised beds do you have?
I believe it's 4 is what we have right now.
Well, that can grow many bushels of vegetables if planted appropriately, and I'm guessing you have some master gardeners and some others who volunteer to kind of lead that.
We sure do have. We have a couple of master gardeners, and then we have a lot of volunteers that know more about gardening, so they teach the kids from, we have had several, and then we also had Iowa State Extension Office came over, and they did a little bit of information on how to grow a garden and all the roots and everything about the educational part of the garden. So it's a great experience for kids to kind of keep the gardening process going as they grow up, to keep gardening.
Now they can find out that, hey, I could do this, and I'm guessing they also kind of get to help harvest some of those things, and when they taste how good it is, they go, oh, yeah, I want to do this.
They do, and then each kid gets to take things home as they grow.
Oh.
We bring it in, and then we also set it here in the Wellness Center, anything extra people can take to home.
Okay, so they're sharing with others.
You know? Yes.
You're just teaching so many lessons, Angie.
Yes, it's a very good program.
Oh, so I get that age. What is the age for the gardening program?
We have that grades third on up. So we would like to see even some older, even junior high school kids.
Sure.
We haven't yet. Last year was our first kickoff, we had about 13 kids attend, which was great. But we'd like to see some older kids come in and work a little more hands-on with it and learn a little something, too.
Sure. And I'm guessing you have more space out there. If it's really a successful program, you could probably add another garden.
Absolutely, we could. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I think, so I'm doing my little plug here, but those little raised beds don't take up a lot of space in a yard compared to people think they have to plow up their yard.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, if you need to, you can also move them. Or,
yes.
You know what, there's a lot less weeding that comes with that. And that's the best part.
Absolutely. It's, yes, lots of good things about raised beds.
Yes.
So you have all of those things going on for summer. Now, but kids can come other times besides these group activities, correct?
We do. We have one day during the week after school, we have some sort of activity throughout the year. Right now it's on a Tuesday afternoons. They can come after school. And we work a lot with the Boys and Girls Club for these programs. It tends to bring in a lot more kids, and it just seems like everyone benefits from the boys and girls coming over. So they come over. We do have a walking program in the wintertime where the kids can come in and do laps, and then they get tokens for the laps that they walk. Tuesdays is our after-school program.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about all the kids' programs, but we don't want to leave out the adults. Angie, as an adult, if you're going to sell me on joining the Anita Health and Wellness Club Center, what would you tell me?
Actually, we have expanded our cardio room. We've added some treadmills. Our big project for the summer is the Cass County Endowment has gave us grant money for weightlifting equipment, which is becoming popular with both men and women with CrossFit. So we are expanding a back room, which is going to be, it's a storage room right now. We're going to expand it and buy some weightlifting equipment and have that just a room specifically for weightlifters, men and women. A lot of high school kids get more involved in weightlifting. That's going to free up some area for us to expand our cardio room a little bit. We have ellipticals. We have free weights. We have everything, something for everything. We also have a walking track, a 1/16th walking track. So if treadmills are not your thing, you can come in and walk laps.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a walking program or a walking group that kind of goes on all the time?
We do not have that. We do have group activities that meet for, like, aerobics in the mornings. And then we have a early morning class at 5:30 for a cardio class, and then at 5:30 at night. It meets Monday through Friday.
So there's something there, again, for everybody. I know from some past stories that you have people of all ages. I mean, you have some people who are, well, let's say 70 plus, who've just found being a part of the Health and Wellness Center has changed their lives.
Yes, we do. We have many people that, at any age, but we have a lot of people that volunteer up here where they actually come up and they do their workout and they volunteer. They have met people. The Wellness Center relies a lot on our volunteers. We have a lot of people that come in and put their time just doing laundry, associating, talking to people, welcoming people. It's a great facility for everyone. It really is.
So that was going to be my next question. If you have lots of volunteers, what is it they do? And you mentioned doing the laundry, which is probably not one of the things I would have thought about. But, hey, that's a job that has to be done.
There's just small things. We don't require the volunteers to actually do anything. They do what they can. It's nice to have somebody, an adult here, welcoming people, showing them around the facility, meeting and greeting people and making them feel welcome. They can vacuum if they'd like. They can dust off equipment. There's a small amount of laundry as far as sanitary cleaning, towels and stuff like that. Whatever the volunteers would like to kind of help out, they do. Some volunteers come in and then they donate Kleenex or whatever they feel they want to.
So it's really a community project.
Absolutely, yes.
I think it probably couldn't really operate. Like most things like this, it couldn't really operate well if you don't have that community support.
Yes, that's very important.
Now, you mentioned that you have this association with ADARE. Where do people come from to use the Anita Health and Wellness Center?
We have people from, we have a few people from Exira that are starting to come over. We're starting to generate a lot of people from Adair coming over. The Boys and Girls Club, we try to work with them. It's just a program that gets, I think it's a program that gets both communities together and learn to meet each other, and then parents have found out information about the facility.
You bet. So wherever you live, that you would like to have more information about the Health and Wellness Center, do you have a website?
We do. We are on Facebook.
Okay.
The Anita Health and Wellness Center. And if they like us on Facebook, they can find out when our programs are, when our classes are, facility times. You can get membership prices. Otherwise, you can call us here at the Anita Health and Wellness Center.
All right. That's 762-5000. Easy to remember. We want to thank you very much, Angie Baylor, for visiting with us about the Anita Health and Wellness Center. And until next time, here's the thought. If your happiness depends on what somebody else says or does, I think you have a problem.